Ready, set, go.
Male genital mutilation.
Oh yeah. I've been waiting to make that joke when we saw an MGM movie, but I forgot.
Too slow. I guess they're going right into the fang shit. I'm going to leave them on.
Nothing gay about dressing up like a woman, mate.
Nope. We've all done it.
Not that anyone would dress like that, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly. What would you call this style? Like, if a woman was doing this, what would you call it? Like, glam rock or something?
I guess...
I'm guessing...
Vegas hooker comes to mind.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Oh my god, it is Agent Smith. Cutler. There's been a glitch in the Matrix with you here, mate. The architects crossed over some files here, mate.
And I presume.
I'm gonna take a guess and say that drag queens dress in the style of their mothers, what they saw their mothers dressing as when they were little boys, and when they grow up, that's why they look like women who are dressing like 30 years out of fashion.
Do you think so? And then the culture is spread, and so that style stuck. Could be.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, that's a woman dressed in, like, the fucking 1940s or some shit.
Fucking hell, Agent Smith, what are you doing?
Now you can see why he's so sick of the Matrix. Still especially obnoxious bitch, though.
yeah. He literally does. He literally fucking does. Looks more fucking womanly without any fucking surgery at all than that dumb cunt does.
Yep.
Gays are terrible parents. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Barry and his mates. This is the kind of Barry they go to, I think.
Your mum pays me, bruh.
Yep.
Of course Barry goes to gay bars, of course.
Yep. By God. Accident, no, by accident. It was an accident.
Oh, yeah, by accident. Mm-hmm.
Is Hugo the main character? I hope so.
I think he literally is one of three main characters.
Good.
As far as I know.
Since he's a very good actor.
Looks like he gives good blowjobs too. Look at them lips.
Yeah, he's got a big mouth.
Oh yeah, his mouth is so big that in some of the CGI Smith scenes, it looks a bit weird. Why would you fall over from that?
Because he's drunk himself. Lost alien.
This is a very...
Pink bits. A bunch of men insecure about their sexuality who go to drag queen bars and then get mad they're getting turned on, so I have to hassle them. That's the Tim about his life.
I think it's very funny people who like shove around drag queens. Every now and then I see articles about someone will shove a drag queen or like have a go at them and they'll just get their fucking shit smashed out because they're like big belly men.
Yeah.
They just get absolutely fucking hammered.
Yeah. What? Mate?
What?
I've seen weirder dresses in fucking America. Is that something? Mostly Matrix Revolutions.
just your standard night in Sydney. What was that hospital bit? Was that he made a mental institution at one point because he was committed because he was gay.
Not fun.
Oh my god, gay voice.
I heard him saying tech there.
It's a phone. It's a phone with rain. Fucking, I'm being triggered by Matrix.
Yes.
Oh no!
Boobs
is dead.
Matt. I'm waiting for the priest to just be like, no faggots left. small dog.
Yeah, the rod and staff certainly comfort them. I'll notice your head with some oil.
Yep. My bum runneth over. Oh my god.
Fucking boobs.
Oh my god. I'm like taking a note to use that in a Megathread one day. Boobs, you know. It's a joke for a Megathread one day.
Is that a man too?
Yep. This is going to be a fun game of who's a man. I've seen threads on TV that's like famous actors in drag, and there's a lot of actors that have done drag scenes or movies.
Good. So, I think because they like it because it's fun.
Yeah. And also, you know, they're gay, like all actors, and they all have gay sex in the acting business, especially like stage shows.
Look at that speciality facial product. Does that remind you of any speciality facial products you know of?
Yep. Made of foreskins.
Look at this guy.
Labeled hell. Looks like Daniel Craig.
Tag. Oh, I get it. So they're going to drive across the desert to Alice Springs for an acting job.
Well, would it be more cost efficient to take a plane or something? Take some public transport?
Yes.
Poor people logic. Hey, that guy looks like you.
What's that?
The guy who's not in drag looks like you.
Fuck off, mate. No, he doesn't.
He looks like Jean-Claude Van Damme, who vaguely looks like you in one picture. So
yeah, okay. I'll give you that. But that's fucking reach. Get it?
And they're gonna get thrown off the bus or something for being too gay. I'm guessing that'll be the contrivance for an ordinary. Oh, it's like a special gay bus. It's the bank bus for piss. Oh, Swedish flag because they're all gay. Racist. Yeah, with some men, that'll help.
Oh.
Oh, the bus is named that.
Oh, okay. So he... Oh, you manipulated his mother into saying, I'll stop being gay if you give me $10,000.
Yeah.
Good. Well done.
Yeah. Good.
Together.
Never heard the song before.
Really? It's by Pet Shop Boys.
Fuck all music. Is this something people do, run across Australia?
Some idiots do. Every year, tourists try to cross portions of the desert and die.
Good. I've got longer fingernails, I've got longer fingernails.
Sometimes they will find them, mate, up to like 5 or 6 years after they've died. Someone will stumble across the car.
Good.
With like literal skeletons in it.
Good. So they get for going to Australia.
Yeah.
Why do they have a boat on the roof?
And for thinking they could cross the...
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Is that a boat on the roof?
Yeah.
It's like a jet ski or something.
Oh, yeah, quite poo, get it? Because they have anal sex.
Yep. May I ask, why do people be drag queens? What's the point? Is it just a part of gay culture? Like
gay, so it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Nice first aid kit. So it's acceptable in their culture to act like faggots. So that's that part sorted. But then... they also want attention constantly because people who are like
neglected as children.
That's what they need because they're neglected as kids. So how do I get constant attention and approval from people? Well, I go and do performing things like this.
Yeah. I also don't get the point of watching it. Like, is the joke just, oh, it's a man dressed as a woman? Ha ha ha. Is that it?
No, I think people literally enjoy the performances because some of them are literally good at singing and whatnot.
Okay. Just like a bit weird and like nowadays almost borderline offensive to actual people who are transgendered and want to live as women permanently and like they make a sort of joke and blackface song and dance minstrel bullshit
fuck
about
trannies,
it.
Mate.
Check your cis privilege, please.
Fuck trannies, mate. I'm telling you right now. I would hang out with the drag queen. I would not hang out with a tranny.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Drag queen people seem less stable. Well, transgendered people, I think you can count on them being very depressed constantly. So you don't have to
disagree
about how they act.
Since every time you turn around, the tranny is going to be trying to kill themselves.
So they won't be doing anything to you. Yeah, the stability is that they're depressed, so they're never up and fucking teary and obnoxious like these people. They're just, like, trying to, going day by day to not hang themselves. Which is, I'd rather spend time with someone like that than these obnoxious people.
Well, you know what trannies are like, mate. You know what they're like, so don't try and defend it.
Okay. I'm not understanding this is worse since they're all peppy and obnoxious.
I mean, it might be more annoying to you on a personal level, but as far as actual people go, fuck right off when it comes to trannies. Not funny.
Yeah. When that guy gets all sassy, it reminds me of my gay cousin. He would do the same bullshit.
Is that triggering you?
Yes. This guy looks a lot like Daniel Craig.
What, like what?
Daniel Craig.
Don't know about that. But okay. I guess same chin.
Sorry, I'm gay. I'm not to think about hot men dressing someone.
Oh, he's gonna fuck up her makeup.
I'm griefed. Please note how you said her. You've checked your privilege, good job.
Yep.
How many people do you think say, let's go to a talent show, and then like halfway through they realise that it's men in dresses and get offended and leave? I think that happens a lot.
No, happens a lot in America. It's very obvious when you're like even outside of the joint.
Oh, it's like in huge flashing letters, drag show.
Mm-hmm. And like people are just like this guy on the left.
Everybody just think they're cheerful. Go on, try and mock it. So, have you ever given cross-dressing a try? For no. Any reason? Okay. Well, I have. I have worn my sister's tights.
I know you have.
Dresses. Shoes.
And makeup.
Shirts. Underwear.
And panties. Panties.
And a bra that I stuffed. And I've put on lipstick once. And I didn't again
because you didn't take a photo.
No, I actually did meet. So hack my computer and find
good.
I would be a very passable trap. Like, my body is already that of a very... Again. Just that it takes too much effort to put on. Like, I had to look up online, how do you put on lipstick? And then it takes, like, ages to paint it on right. And then I was like, yeah, not doing that again. Like, I imagine putting on your entire face, just, oh my god. It made me glad I wasn't really a woman, since you have to fucking do that for 2 hours every morning. I like how they just randomly cut away to like an excuse to show him some elaborate drag, like dressed as a chandelier or a wedding.
It's showing that that's what he really is. Like, in his mind, he's still that person. Mm. Well. They are picking on him for having a heterosexual relationship. Just like to point that out.
Yeah.
Murder him in the desert so he doesn't tell anybody. Well, that's a yes.
Yep. Stefan's taught you how to interrogate fuckboys. So what would you do if one day your wife said, I want to transition to being a man?
I would say, are you having me on, mate?
But if she would still be a cute boy, like quite a femboy, and she wouldn't, like there's nothing really can fuck up if you're a girl. She'll wear a strap on during the day, and she'll dress as like a cute tomboy. It's already quite femme. I'd
say, you're mentally ill.
You're a cis bigot.
Mm-hmm. He's a jealous faggot. Wishes he could get married.
Yeah, is gay marriage legal in Australia? No, it's legal in New Zealand now.
Nope, it's illegal.
Absolute fucking homophobic bigots. Hetero bigots.
But, it's going to happen since the approval's at like 72%, I think.
Good.
In Les Pauls?
Good. What's your opinion in gay marriage? My opinion is, whenever someone tries to talk about it to me, the way I zone out, since I don't fucking care who else gets married. I don't know why you'd want to. And people will say, like, oh, should you be able to marry your dog or something? And my response is, well, yes, should. Why not? Marry a, marry a yep, brick.
Fuck government,
I literally don't care.
Do you want.
Yep. Oh, flip. The bad line delivery.
I hope that, like, as they go deeper and deeper into, like, the shitter areas of Australia,
yeah,
just
people try to kill them. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Then Hugo Weaving whips out the martial arts and fights off Bogans. Well, Abos.
Spear target.
Their only invention. You fucking filthy animal. You send me, you're mad, you. Do you get paintings of apples, or is there something that, like, no one wants to see? Like, no one would do a painting. It seems like the kind of thing where, like, if you'd do a painting of slavery in America, like, no one wants to remember that. So I think, I get the impression that Australians don't want to remember,
like,
Abos exist. Because it's just so shameful, like, and they're disgusting. Mm-hmm.
That's...
them calling anything else tacky. Jesus, like...
Wow, never heard of a homosexual who's an alcoholic before.
Nope. My gay cousin gets drunk and bashes his boyfriend.
Good. Mm-hmm. This is a true thing that people do all the time.
Oh, good. How does it work? Just hoping the help won't notice that it's not alcoholic.
Yep. Yep, except to go through, you know, umpteen fucking rooms, so.
I've also seen them, like, you know how modern fridges, like, if you take them out, a sensor will tell it, so people just take the cap off and drink it with a straw without taking it out. I've heard of that before.
Good.
Cocktail.
Something funny though, I don't think drag queens dress in drag all the time. I think they dress like normal guys most of the time.
Yeah.
And something where they're like in character
performing,
or whatever, they make up on the shoes.
Yeah.
Generally, I'm sure there's exceptions to the rule.
Yeah. Maybe they're like marketing, viral marketing the performance, so people will like see them and be like, oh, how are they doing? Oh, they're doing that show.
No, they're not.
I'm going to see it.
Just
okay.
Not so attention.
They want to get beaten like they did as little kids. Australians. This reminds me of like a video I've seen of a bus in Australia, and it's just this racist woman like calling people I think showed it to you. There's like white man and his Asian girlfriend, and she's just like, oh, you can't get a white woman, can you? And it's like verbally abusing them and calling them pifters and such.
Of course, none of the guys say anything, it's only the woman.
Yep, realism. Your mum's box. It's like Ruby Net. Everyone's laughing. She failed to troll them, she got dissed back. And that's how you fit in a ruby net. Be meaner than the other person.
Well called, mate. Fucking called.
Well, pretending to be a girl helps too.
Act like a faggot retard. Yeah. Being a girl, yeah. Fucking hell.
Before it turns out to be
the same. Fucking come all over their faces.
Is it actually semen, is it? I remember an episode of Nip Tuck where a woman talks about how she gets her sons to ejaculate in cups so she can put it on her face because it's good for her skin. And everyone's like, what the fuck? And she's like, I don't wash them or anything. I just put it outside the door. They're going to be doing it anyway. I don't need to waste it.
Nip Tuck is nothing but desperately trying to be as edgy as they can.
Yes, agreed. And it's listened to by a gay man who has a lot of issues, and every episode is about straight men getting seduced by gay men and such. Yep. And like, I didn't watch it, but I read that all of season 4 is about like a cute twink in prison trying to avoid getting raped by various cellmates, which is obviously like the gay gay person's major fancy.
That doesn't happen. Nobody falls asleep. What they do is they vomit everywhere.
Lisa McBurney. So, if you had to fuck one of these three, which would it be?
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Fucking hell.
For a lot of money. A lot of money.
Which one would it be? Which one would it be for you?
Well, that one's not passable at all. And that one, that one there, it's passable if he doesn't talk or move. No,
that or the young one, you mean?
Yeah, he's passable if he doesn't. But Hugo Weaving, just because Hugo Weaving, I might want to say, oh yeah, fuck Hugo Weaving. So it's definitely not the older one because that's not passable at all, and I'm very straight and not gay at all.
Uh huh. So you'd fuck Hugo Weaving? Is that what you're saying? Or you'd fuck this fuckboy?
Yeah. The fuckboy is passable, but.
Okay. I'm gonna blow your mind here, matey boy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'd go for the old one.
Oh, cause why? Because
it's class.
Oh, okay. I thought the angle might have been like she's not passing, so you wouldn't enjoy it. So it would just be because you had to choose, and you didn't want to be like, oh god, I'm gay.
No. Okay. Purely because. Like, there's no flamboyant shit going on there. It's just like,
it's a good decision.
Hair and it's not a wig.
Yeah, if you fucked him, then he's going to be harassing you for the rest of your life and calling you up and saying, oh, when are we getting married? Oh, I think you got me pregnant. Oh, and all this fucking faggot bullshit.
Right. I don't think fags say that, but yeah.
I won't put it past them. I would fuck the fuck boy and not give him my number, but I would fuck Hugo Weaving if he was in character as Agent Smith. How about that? Problem solved.
Wait, what? Say again.
I'm not gay. I'm not saying again.
You were laughing too much. I didn't hear you.
I said I would fuck Hugo Weaving if he was in character as Agent Smith because I like that character so much.
Oh, look, there goes that woman.
Top fucker.
That's very funny.
Lip syncing. Implying that's not his or her real voice. Yusuf Bigot. Subtitles. So, when you see a drag queen on stage, do you refer to them as she? And then when they're off stage, out of character, you say he?
You call them whatever the fuck you want to call them. I don't give a shit what other people want to be called as far as pronouns go. I just call them whatever I feel like.
I agree. My stance on that is, it's like a sign of respect. Like, If someone says I was born with the name Dick and all throughout childhood people called me Dick and I don't like it so I changed my name to Stephen. Like, if you wanted to be mean to them, you'd say Dick. If you wanted to show them respect, you'd call them what they wanted. So I'll call Lana Wachowski Lana Wachowski and call her a her because I like her.
Of course.
I will not call Nox's bitch by like Rebecca or whatever.
Or he, or she.
His.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, just call it it.
Yeah, it's a he. Or
and a usual disheveled tranny, I'll like refer to them as their preferred profiles, pronouns, user shout-out when you get some fucking shitting.
Oh, some childhood going on here.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Eddie. Sorry, Eddie. Looking good.
It's happening.
I put my hands up. Oh, yeah. What's that he's got on?
Oh, fucking hell, mate. Uncle Barry. Fucking hell, mate.
A special game, mate. And don't tell anyone. Yep, this is every drag queen's life. This is one in five boys' life. Why did that cause him distress? You what, mate? Something tells me that was a fantasy of what you wish you had done. Top well.
Sounds like he'd already been doing things to his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So much about it.
Before we've been at quality joke.
Well, where the fuck are we? Everybody's heard this joke.
I've never had it before.
Oh, this joke too.
This reply is going down because this joke was too bad.
This is another thing that will happen sometimes is cars will break down on highways and shit, and then you are fucked if you don't have a light because some other car will just smash into you in the dark.
Can you get radio, I mean cell phone tower signals? Oh, lizard, listen, okay. If you say no, then Australia's officially a savage shithole since places
in
like...
In the middle of the desert? Do they have cell phone towers? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yeah.
No.
Okay, since like in like Ethiopia, they have cell phone towers.
Yeah, but they're not in the middle of the desert. In the middle of the desert, they wouldn't have it either.
Okay, well, they should.
But everybody has radios. Unless you're like a tourist or three faggots in a bus, you have a radio with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be going out in the middle of nowhere like that. What do you mean, come on in? That's not going to work.
Is it literally cum?
There's cum everywhere. Just rubbing cum everywhere they go.
Accurate representation of gays. Breaky.
Oh, what a surprise, a faggot who's worried about his weight.
Yeah, I remember my gay cousin saying things like, oh, if I can put on 1.5 more pounds, then I'll be the perfect weight and all this fucking horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like kilograms, obviously, horse shit.
Fucking hell.
Medication. It doesn't seem to be on hormones. Painting it pink, and that will make the situation better. I think they'll just attract more homophobic people to... Right, AIDS fuckers, go home on it.
I would just leave it on there.
Yeah.
If we ever do a road trip for real, let's write that on the side of my car.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, it's a deep cultural reference. You wouldn't understand it when like the cops pull us over and like, what the fuck? Or if anyone has a problem with it, being like, yeah, we're gay and we've been the victim of a homophobic attack, so give us respect, please, you cis bigot. Knows to wear white clothes. Take note, Mad Max. Cody, flag your chance. Really? As a pet?
Not really a pet, but yeah.
Okay. Edgy pets like that is one of my symptoms of a lizard. Like tarantulas so and snakes.
Does it count if it was literally just found on the road?
You know what? That is actually justification.
Because,
hey, anyone could find an animal in the wild and say, ah, that's interesting. But if you actually go out and go to the pet store and think, could I get a cat? Could I get a gerbil? No, I think I'll get the most edgy shit possible, like a tarantula. People will think I'm a hard man. If I have a tarantula, then you're fucking... Unless you're literally like a 10-year-old boy who just thinks it's cool, then you're... And a lot of lizard trouble. I hope he has sensible shoes on for this. If you were stuck in the desert and you only had drag
queen equipment. Notice how they don't need CGI or animated flies, because there really is flies flying everywhere in the desert.
I love it.
Yeah. What were you saying if I was stuck in the desert?
If he didn't want to get sunburned, could he just put makeup all over his face and it would protect him?
Yeah.
Probably a good idea. Tip. Is he wasting water?
You can tell this guy is literally like...
Oh, Spain. Well,
that guy was putting the movie purely for the gay audience.
Yeah. I'm hoping someone will drive by and be like, oh, do you need help? Then see their absolute pifters and drive off.
Fucking hell, agents.
Edgy lizards.
What the fuck?
Oh no, that poor woman.
Why is there a kangaroo in the back?
Hunting, I guess.
Looks like a woman.
You're about to get trapped. Keep driving.
Yeah, just fucking. Yeah, fuck the desert, man. Fuck that shit. The flies are approaching. Highly illegal. Bus looks good. Looks like
they drive off
in Saints Row 4.
Yeah. When you made your GTA Online car the most obnoxious piece of shit.
Yes.
Dive, pifters.
Good job, mate, you called it.
Top kick. Top homophobia. It's like a Star Trek ship there.
Boobs. don't.
Yeah, legalize it.
I don't have a fucking thing about it.
Maybe Bibbs does. That's why he likes a trumpet. It's nice and phallic. I used to have a thing for traps, but then I became more normal, and now I can see they're just very traumatized men. And, like, for real, the appeal beforehand was like, oh, it's a woman, but with a penis. So there's a little firewall there between reality. But now I can just see that it's worse than that, and all I can see is, like, clearly a man. Even if they're really passable, I just know from, like, tracking Ellie Babe's life, where she goes from a hot Barbie-looking girl to, like, some sort of heroin addict bull dyke, that, yeah, it's just some little traumatized fuckboy.
Yep.
Like, even if the idea of a girl with a penis was still hot, it's got that personality that just makes me want to run for the hills. Sorry for any cute traps listening
to this. I'm glad we agree on. Holy fuck, it's a fucking ammo.
I would scream if I saw that. And they're gonna get raped. You speaking a little bit too civilized for my liking. That's more fucking Mexican than anything. Oh, there's a fucking ammo! There's a fucking ammo.
That's an ammo.
There's an ammo.
Fuck it, boys.
Gather around to sniff pitch that night.
Here's a fun fact. In certain areas of the Northern Territory, there's communities where up to 80% of the children do not speak English.
What do they speak? Just no language at all.
Just whatever fucking language they speak.
Oh, they're going to put on a show for them. Probably. I like how they've clocked the knot. Dress as bifters. You know, there's this sort of thing of like, you know, oh, only Western society is bigoted, and if you went to a tribal place that was innocent and pure, they would accept you for being gay. No, I'm pretty sure they would literally fucking eat you alive because they think you're possessed by a demon or something.
Yep.
So, the more primitive you get, the more hateful and violent and conservative and scared of new things you are.
I hope a bunch of women show up and give them some corrective rape.
Yeah. Oh, he knows he's gay because he has an earring. Not to any men listening to this, I have an earring. You're like one stage closer to being a drag queen. Not many clamps.
ABBAs don't sit around playing on guitar.
I think they sit around huffing petrol and sniffing glue. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Jesus Christ.
I like
Agent Smith.
I absentmindedly put my hand down my pants and then I took it out as soon as this happened. I'm not gay. It was just to rub my belly because it's full of yogurt. And I was just like, no, no. Fucking hell. Everyone's going to start jerking off.
It's weird that they use a bunch of like half abos for this scene.
I think that is because full abos can't be controlled in a movie set. Like, seriously, they wouldn't read the lines and they just wouldn't turn up. The idea of having a job, you sit here and pretend to do this and we'll pay you, is just beyond them. They're just like, fuck off, can't get off my land. But like, obviously half abos have half intelligence, and very, they can play along.
That's probably the most Scottish you've ever sounded, just when you're trying to do an ammo accent. Fucking hilarious.
That's a bong.
Oh no, it's a didgeridoo, mate.
That abo's only invention. They're gonna suck it. They're gonna ram it up their ass. Lol. when you're editing this, please edit in the chanting in the background to be like dishy dishy barasa barasa dishy dishy barasa barasa
dishy dishy basara basara dishy dishy basara basara.
Wonder what would happen if you went out to some Abels and started going dishy dishy barasa barasa. Would they like understand you doing a tribal chant and respect you?
If you went up to some Abels and started dancing it to I Will Survive in drag,
I think you'd get debashed. Yep.
Littering.
Alcoholic lizards. Fucking keg there, there.
Yeah, as soon as they drop the stolly bottle, all the lizards all gather around.
Is it his prostate or something?
One of his nuts. Oh my god.
Uh oh. She like.
Uh oh.
Cut off a testicle or something.
Yes.
Uh oh. Yes. Uh oh. Uh oh.
It's one of the ABBA singers girls.
Wow.
Piece of poo.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's
worse than anything I've ever heard in real life. The only movie that's ever been like, yeah, I've haven't. Wow. Wow.
Playing you in
shit's pushing it.
Summer clouds.
Shit's pushing it. I would, because it's funny, but...
No, it's not. Very funny, mate.
I've never heard someone storing someone else's shit like a strange celebrity or something. I've heard of people storing their own shit because they're too lazy.
People would if they could get it, mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I was a celebrity, I would sell like my nail clippings on eBay and make lots of money. From weird gay people.
What happened?
Why do they have a female sex doll?
Because they don't make many male ones. Because they still have dicks. They can pretend it's a guy.
Yeah, you get male ones, or maybe you don't like them.
That's the dad from fucking Muriel's Wedding.
Oh yeah, and ABBA was in that movie too. Is ABBA big in Australia?
Oh yeah. Yes, they were
top player. To pay for it with six. Is Alison like the Bank Centre of Australia or something? I know a place called Alice Springs.
Alice Springs? Seems to be the bank center. It's literally in the centre. Like
they measured it out.
Absolute shithole.
Or is it just happens to be there? You and your wife in the future. I like those.
This character.
Oh, she's going to try and be a tramp.
There was criticisms of this movie.
Being a racist.
For being a racist and sexist. And top multiple people lel. Have a big problem with this character in the movie.
The top lel. When the whole movie's making fun of drag queens.
What the deal is.
Please, like, call up your wife and explain the situation and see if she's like, yes, that's racist. If she doesn't mind.
So far it's sexist because he's talking over the top of her.
And she's going to have a dick or something.
He's translating for her.
girls. He's a redditor. It's fucking racist, mate.
This is racist, mate. This is pretty racist. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, wow. Typical Australian movie. I like how they have a snowman in the background. Australians know snow what's nice.
Cannot say that they are culturally sensitive. That's
pretty fucking no. Has it ever snowed in Australia? Do you get mountains that are high up and it snows there?
Yeah.
Good.
I like that beer, Cooper's.
I don't like anything called Cooper after some of Glenn's last boyfriend trolling me. I don't like Mini Coopers, I don't like anything else called Cooper. Is that a penis pump rigged up there in the background?
No. The problem with the character is that nobody talks like that. Even people with very poor English who are very happy do not talk like that. That's why it's just a caricature of... and I guess you could call it a racist caricature.
Top. Well, this is very racist.
She's not speaking a real language. Like, you could easily hire someone who spoke a language and have them swear in their own language. But she's literally just going...
Ping-tong, ping-tong. Holy fuck, this is racist.
This is racist.
Too far. She's gonna get a gun out and kill him all, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Uh-oh, I think I can see where this is going.
Mate, you see exactly where it's going, and now you see why people have a real issue with this character in the movie.
Oh dear.
People consider it a black mark upon the movie's name. Jesus Christ.
That bulge.
It turns out it's the only guy who loves faggots.
Oh fuck. Tips for Dora. Does this count as a musical? Because we've seen a lot of musicals and I don't like them.
No! A musical is only when the story is told via the songs, mate.
Okay, but it makes sense that these people are singing. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the South Park movie, and that's a musical.
Oh, yeah.
It's like legit a straight-up musical.
Yeah. Things for doing. I remember learning, that was the first place I learned about a clitoris. And me and my gay cousin asked really? My mum what a clitoris is. And she said,
what did she say?
Well, when you're in the womb, it's not decided what gender you are yet. And there's a little nub there that turns into a penis if you're a boy. But it stays there if you're a girl. I'm like, oh, okay. And I think I asked, does it feel good if you touch it? And she's like, yes. So then we got the context of the joke.
Lol.
Unfortunately, she didn't choose.
Here's how you make this character completely fine. Number one, don't have her speak quote-unquote foreign language. Have her speak a real language. Number two, have her talk like normal. And number three, yeah, let her do all this if she wants. But have it be a real character. If that was my wife, I wouldn't be ashamed. I'd be proud. I'd be very proud. I wouldn't do this.
You'd be the first one clapping. Good. Get your wife to do that on webcam.
My wife literally wants to go and see that in Thailand with me.
Really? What, like all the...
Yeah.
The lady boys.
Popping and lady boys. Yep.
Fucking hell.
Owned.
What owned. Would you...
So you get kind of small dick.
Yeah, would you let your a wife cheat on you with a lady boy?
Ooh, fucking hell. What do you mean, let?
Like, she's not going to, like, cheat on you.
I have an issue with that sentence.
Yeah, well, like, would you let her fuck a lady boy? And you can watch if you want
what
to join
you
us.
Mean, let?
Well, like, she's not going to do it behind your back.
I'm not going to physically stop her, so yes.
Okay, would you be mad about it and leave her afterwards?
Yes.
Okay, even if she asked you... So if you asked you if it was okay, you'd say no. You absolute fucking cis bigot.
When we got married, we agreed to not have sex with anybody else other than each other. Until one of us dies. Mate.
Top marriage faux bullshit. Well, like, I don't know, it's an agreement between two of you, so if you can change in the agreement.
What did you say, sorry?
Well, it's like an agreement between you two, so you can change the agreement if you want, and if both of you decide one of you can't do it, but both of you can say, actually, here's an exception, I agree to this rule change, since it's just between you two. And if the other one agrees, then it's not like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with changing it, but...
You wouldn't want
that
to.
That would imply that one of us was dishonest about what we wanted out of the relationship.
Well, you can change what you want. Like she only realizes she's into lady boys now after going to Thailand and seeing and popping ping pong balls out their boy pussy.
Well, that would mean that she was unhappy. She wasn't getting everything she wanted out of me in the relationship, which would mean first of all that I had a problem, and second of all that she had a problem and that she hadn't made me aware of that.
Well, not necessarily, since it's just for a laugh. It's just for a laugh. It's not like she wants to date them or anything. And if your wife said that, would you solve the problem by cross-dressing yourself?
This is a top myth, mate. That looks fun. I want to do that. Is the idea of sex just for a laugh. And there's no emotion in it. That only applies if you're a brain-damaged lizard. I'm sorry.
Agreed. Okay, sorry for posing a fun hypothetical question. You ruin it by being realistic.
Sorry, mate, because it's my wife.
Okay.
here's how you do that kind of thing.
Seriously.
You say if you were dating Cag and then, or if you were dating so and so, and then I go, oh yeah, mate, yeah, fuck it, mate, you can suck lady boy sticks all day long. I don't care.
Okay. But what happens if your wife told you like? I'm not going to go anywhere else than anything. Child molestation about to happen?
No. He liked little dolls instead of...
When I were a wee lad, I liked to play with my sister's Barbies, and my mum never let me forget it. Not like... She was proud of it. And she would tell people, like, oh, it's alright, if your son wants to play with Barbies. My son did it, and he's normal.
So
it's no big deal about it.
Drove you to heterosexuality.
Yeah, the fucking cis bigot.
Play with Barbies.
Yep. She just let me be, I would have been a girl now. So what would you do if your wife was like, I'm not going to go anywhere else, but I like lady boys. Would you dress up as a girl for her?
What's that?
Would you dress up as a girl for your wife? Because she realises she's into it after seeing a ladyboy show.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good husband. Yeah, what, mate? Is that normal in Australia?
What's that?
Is that normal in Australia?
No. It's comedy, mate.
playing keys can learn about mechanics.
Don't knock over the cunt. Oh, it's empty. He ate it all. Oh,
is that Alice Springs? Isn't that full of like algae that will infect you and kill you?
No. Okay. These kind of lakes are usually completely full of so much salt it's ridiculous.
Is that the kind that you can float on?
Yeah.
And before an alligator called Michael Jackson gets
them. You can float, you cannot sink, sort of thing.
Mm. Top nature.
That's tits.
Yep. Yeah, remember I told you yesterday I was reading like some sex blog from a quote-unquote woman who was talking about like, I'll have sex, I'm proud to be a slag, and I don't care if anyone calls me that.
Oh, yes.
And I played a little game to like see how long it would take me to find out how fucked in the head this person is. So I just immediately click on her profile and the first thing that comes up is like, my life as a transgendered woman or something like that. Or, like, why I won't stop writing about sex just because I'm transgendered. I was like, yep, there we go. So,
didn't take long.
I've literally never encountered someone who was just like, yeah, I just like sex, it's fun. There's, like, no string attached, like, everyone understands it's not going to go away. It's just some fun, like, it feels good. What of it? Like, it's obviously a cover for this is the only affection they can get, and they're afraid of a real relationship, and they're all fucking brain damaged to fucking back. See you, Lisa. See you, Cag. Dim legs. That's another thing.
Shake your legs, please.
That exactly is another thing I wouldn't fucking do if I was a woman. I can barely keep my fucking face shaved like once a month. I would not fucking shave my armpits or my legs or whatever else. Fuck off, fuck patriarchy. I don't give a fuck. Which is funny since like...
Now that's an ABBA, mate.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. He looks like a fucking caveman. A Scottish flag there! That's what Barry wanted to do for a bit. He wanted to be a miner. So he could be down with all the sweaty men in the caves.
That is, top repressed homosexuality.
Yep. Just like the army. My life. If your wife wanted you to get an earring, would you do it?
Nope.
What about just a clip-on one?
Nope.
What about only while you're cross-dressing? Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't wear it all the time?
No.
Well, you wouldn't be very convincing.
Clip-on earrings before. And they're a bit heavy and annoying.
Yeah, me too. They hurt. Another thing I wouldn't do if I was a woman or a tranny, I wouldn't be a good tranny because I just can't be bothered faffing about with that. I'd be a good female to male tranny because how to be a man is to not do anything. But another thing is I wouldn't wear high heels. Fuck that. I want to be able to run when I want and I don't want to be balancing at all times. And hurting my feet. Dumb. Especially since I have an ingrown toenail, I'll just absolutely get out.
I literally
warp tell my your feet.
Wife not to wear any sort of raised shoes.
Good.
Plus, it doesn't really make sense. Like, these dumb cunts go to all the trouble of getting a tall man because it's all they want. They desperately want a man who's tall for some fucking some
shit.
Cocksucker.
See, he's quite passable until he opens his mouth or speaks. No, I'm gay or anything. I'm sure there's lots of damaged women who would. Go with him. Top well. Why does all the food look like shit?
It's just food, mate.
Fucking can't stop thinking about shit.
Can't stop thinking about cocks, mate. That's what you can't stop thinking about.
Gay sex, I think. There's not been any gay sex in this movie, and I'm disappointed.
Tommy kangaroo now, sport. It's illegal to hunt kangaroos without a permit.
Really? I guess because they're endangered or something, and that's the only thing Australia has to be proud of. Look at this funny jumping dog thing. Yeah, love it. So they want to keep it around.
If he gets bashed, I'll laugh.
I hope he gets raped. I just like pecked up at. Oh, not literally, I'm not gay. But I want some rape, you know. Top one. Yeah, they haven't seen a woman in so long because of the minors. Oh, he's going to get gang raped.
Oh no, that guy's going to get bashed for nothing.
Uh oh. No, I think they genuinely don't know. I think that's the gag. Got to say that, ain't you?
To be fucking retarded not to know.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, see? He got trapped.
Oh. Oh.
Fuck boy on those. Get him.
Yeah, fuck boy on those.
I don't get it. Explain the joke. He wants to see my map of Tasmania. Is that a reference to his arsehole or something? Because that's what Tasmania is, the arsehole of Australia.
Tasmania looks like the same pattern that female pubic hair grows in. Literally a little triangle.
Top
people say map of Tasmania, they mean
Poontown. Okay.
Oh, fucking hell. He enjoys, like, being chased by men.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Rape. What are you going to do to me?
Fuck him. Rape.
Oh,
yes! On. Yes! Oh! This is what I hope happens to OB one day. Probably already happened on Lizards. Dirty bush pig.
So my faggots shoot at guns.
Ah, yeah, again. He's gonna counter rape him or something.
He's gonna kick him in the balls. That's the easiest thing to do. He just took some drugs and he felt horny and he wanted to get laid. Leave him alone.
Just think of our country, you mean?
What's that?
Nothing. Is it true, according to Paul, that Melbourne is like the gay capital of Australia?
Oh, no, it's Sydney, actually.
Good. Barry's at home.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, Melbourne's definitely number two, but Sydney's always had a bigger population.
There's a big gay population in Edinburgh, and all the gay clubs and shops are like down alleyways, like little tight winding alleyways, because it's all hidden away.
Lol.
What's a click? Like
gay Neds do.
Can
kill themselves.
Well, if my cousin is anything to go by, pretends to be straight while abusing a lot of substances and driving dangerously, and then when you're at high school, you come out and get into abusive relationships over and over again.
Top kick.
Yeah, what, mate? Bring out the gimp.
I should watch that movie again.
Yeah. It's a good movie. What's in? Great.
Why would you tan when you could just go on the roof?
I don't want bird shit on you. Why is it called Alice?
Alice Springs. Just sort of Alice Springs. I don't know why it's called that.
And Sydney's a girl's name too.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is Australia's gay. Absolutely fucking racist.
Yeah. It really is. Sexism.
He looks like a rabbit. That's the bunny is.
Yeah, he does.
Deep metaphor for Alice in Wonderland, I'm pretty sure. Is Hugo Weaving a natural Australian?
Don't want it to be harder. What's that?
Yes, Australian Hugo himself. Australian.
Yes.
Oh no. Yes, not trying, because it's trying.
Don't you like Hugh Jackman, mate?
No, since I did the Wolverine pose special.
You watch all his movies.
I know more about.
These two want to fuck. Having anal sex is pretty disgusting.
Yes. Agreed. It's a lot of faffing about to make sure you don't get to shit on yourself.
But if you're gay, what are you gonna do?
You know, I've heard that a lot of gays don't, and they just like suck each other off and give each other hand jobs and jerk off together. Since they don't want to run into.
I've heard that too, but gay. I think that is also something they just tell their families to make their families feel better.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about homophobia. Homophobic people seem to immediately have a concern about men fucking themselves up the arse, which is the least of the troubles of the gay community.
True that, but it is the most disgusting aspect.
I don't know. Now that I know of the inner lives of other people. Whatever they do externally will never be as worse as what's going on in their heads.
Top kick. Nice thumpers.
I have a limp wrist. I naturally hold my hands like a T-Rex. I don't know.
Correct it, because it...
That will get me bashed.
Yes. And it makes you look weak and will make you a target for crime. This is not a joke.
I'll keep in mind when I leave the house once a month, I'll stand up straight. And how do you hold your hands like a man? Go to them side to side like you're there at your sides. Or cross them.
Whatever
you do.
Way you want.
Okay.
Just don't let the wrist go limp. Whatever's going to you. But keep that wrist straight right.
Okay, I naturally like... You know how a T-Rex keeps its arms folded up to its chest? That's what I do. I walk around the kitchen, like, daintily holding my hands limp-wristed against my chest, like my wrists are at my nipples. And then I'll put the hand out to pick something up and move it over and then put it back like a T-Rex. And I'll just sort of stalk around the kitchen like a gay T-Rex. And there's nothing wrong with it. And you should legalise it.
I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with it, but keep your wrists straight.
Is that why gays are called bent? Because they have bent wrists?
I don't know. Fucking hell. Kill yourself if you live in a shithole like this.
This is where Tim Abreu spends most of his life gambling on slot machines.
Does he really?
Like 2 years ago.
Did you say, hi, your wife?
Yeah. Trying to be straight. she knows he's bent, poofed on. Barry used to gamble all his money away in horse races. And...
What's
one-armed bandits.
Dickhead. Does he now blame the Jews?
He might. After his shekels. This does seem... Gambling seems like something that Jews would get into. But ironically, it seems to be like Native Americans in America and Asian people in other countries.
Mm-hmm. Nice, neglectful father.
Mm-hmm. Molest him and make up to him. What kind of name is Tick?
Oh, Ruby Nails. Ruby Nails.
They're not long enough, mate. Oh, this is the birth of his child.
Oh, shit.
Well.
Just drunk. You're a shit father, mate. You're a piece of shit. Doesn't matter if you're gay, but you should at least be in your child's life. You fucking scumbag.
Now, you're having a kid in the first place when you're gay is,
not a good idea.
Retarded and shit. I hope Bob gets laid. They reward him with sex for being so cool.
I hope, Bob gets his donut punched. Arse spelunkers. Fucking hell, Agent Smith.
Them legs. Why don't they sing them themselves? Need to get some of that Deso voice changing on.
Voices.
Well, the casuals.
Do you remember my very successful like an A-list song, which was a parody of do you remember I showed you a much better parody, which was the gay one?
Vaguely.
I'll find it again for you, but anyway, that drag queen does sing.
Aye, good.
He was in the army and his partner got bashed to death because they found out they were fucking.
Oh, wow. God bless America, clap,
yep.
Clap, clap.
Yep, I think he got thrown out of a window or something as well.
What's the term for that? Defestration or something.
Defestration. Yeah. Defestration or something like that.
We learned that from Braveheart. Here's a question. Where do you draw the line between I'm just a drag queen and I don't do it on my own time, it's just for the show, and being like a transvestite, and which I guess bridges to being transgendered? Like, where do you cut it off?
Okay, no, here's the thing. Okay, these are all three,
like, apparently they take
very
hormones,
different things.
Yeah. Well, ostrich, he's
transvestite is someone who likes to dress in women's clothes. That's the only thing. Now, there's a whole bunch of other shit that may apply to them as well. They may be transsexual. Okay. They may be a drag queen.
So am I a transvestite? Straight.
But yes, occasionally. Oh. But not really, because you don't do it all the time.
Okay. So is this something you do in public, or like if you did it in private for fun? I think it was still
kind of public.
Really? Okay. Well, people usually call a man who's caught with his wife's panties or something, dressing up with their makeup, when you call him a closeted transvestite? Maybe.
Yes.
Please note that he's literally a lizard.
Do you think that? Yes, that's very funny. Do you think that you are? Do you think you are a? Oh, it's literally the same lizard as you got on the...
Yeah. Red turn.
Fucking Phil Nick lizard.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a transvestite?
No. Since it's too much work to dress as a woman. Like, I don't want to dress as a man.
Male clothes are more functional.
I don't want to wear male clothes. I only do it so people don't get... Lizard alarm goes off. Like, I like being naked. I only wear clothes because it's cold. Like, I just go around shirtless all the time. I don't give a fuck.
Good.
Top level. And before our hair goes on fire, something.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Australian Pride.
That's timid clapping.
I tell us Australia because no one's dying of a heart attack from clapping so hard like they do in America.
Can't handle his son seeing him. Son knows you're a queer faggot now, and you're shit father.
Is it banned to tell your little kid I'm gay?
No, I think it's good to tell them as soon as they ask about it.
Oh, yeah. I remember being five and seeing a news story about gays on TV, and I asked my mum, what does being gay mean? And she said it's when a man and a man love each other like, me and your dad love each other. And I was just like, eh, alright. And that was that.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. Parents love each other.
You're attracted to a man.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, like, I was five, so they weren't going to say, oh, well, let me show you what they do and get a dildo and ram up our arse or something. But, yeah, and I'm sure, like, the average American experience is, like, they're possessed by demons! And then they get the shit kicked out of them for asking. Do you remember the first time you learnt about gays?
No.
That's a shame.
But I remember I thought it was, like, gross, and then also wrong under Christianity.
Oh, top brainwashing.
When I was a child. And I also remember that my mother actually said, oh, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And so then I was like, oh, maybe there's not anything wrong with it.
How did your dad feel about that?
No idea.
Okay. Yeah, legal. Barry told me that his parents told him that he shouldn't be gay when he grows up because gays are constantly shitting themselves because they can't control their bowel movements because they have too much gay sex. So that's what they told him as a little kid when he asked about gays. They were like, don't be gay because they walk around shitting themselves all the time.
Lol.
Which explains a lot since he's a closet bisexual. Very uncomfortable about it.
Yep. It's going to get raped.
Molestation intensifies. Is it child abuse if you were a gay man and you're babysitting a boy and a girl and you want a game to play with them so you let them cross-dress in their parents' clothes? You're not going to fuck them with it. It's just a game. Like, if you're a gay man and you're babysitting some, like a 5-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl, is it child abuse to let them cross-dress in their parents' clothes as a game? Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
Might piss off the parents, though, since you're fucking around with the clothes.
Yeah.
There's a great scene in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. Which you, I don't think you've seen that, have you?
Nope.
There's an elaborate birthing scene. And at the end of it, like, the mother never gets to, like, touch the baby. And she goes, is it a boy or a girl? And the doctor rebukes her and says, it's a bit early to be playing gender roles, isn't it?
Cis bigot.
Cis bigot mother.
Yep. I watched a documentary on that kind of thing, and, like, they've done experiments where, like, baby boys will still choose, like, toys to do with, like, action and adventure, and girls will still choose toys to do with, like, mothering a baby, no matter what they're exposed to beforehand. So anyone who's getting mad about gender roles being imposed on kids can fuck off.
Yep. And they have to specifically boys who have never been exposed to violence or any media featuring any sort of violence will pick up sticks and whack each other with them.
Yep. I think all that kind of thing is people trying to stave off the self-knowledge that they themselves are weird and they've been that traumatized as children, or they just have something wrong with them, so they have to pretend it's society that made someone want to be a girl or whatever bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Shit cunt. What a shit father.
The movie suddenly got very good, and I wish the whole thing was about this absolute fuck up.
And be Australian.
Yeah. Well, I've got something from Abba to show you, son. My friend's got a funny little souvenir.
That's, yeah.
This is a bit contrived, that like you can connect to a son. Every situation they're in, they can solve it with being drag queens like the Abbas.
Yeah.
Meeting that Bob guy, now bonding with his son.
No. Shit father, shit father.
Yeah, same as Tim Abbas. Gonna throw a rock at him now.
They should.
My dick That's inside enough. You. That all men are created equally.
Those kind of boots are called blunt stones.
They should have tried climbing up there in high heels.
Pussies. By the way, I don't know how they shot this movie, but that makeup would be running down their chests.
Yeah, from the sweat. Right. I'm sure they had to cut and reapply, or they had like industrial fans blowing at them to keep them cool or something.
Yeah.
They had some sort of special makeup that's like a temporary tattoo or some bullshit. I've heard of women who get their makeup tattooed on their face. Like, they shave their eyebrows Absolutely. And then get it tattooed on, which is over the line insane. Yeah. I've heard of Ned, well, like, chav woman who will actually, like, they never want their husband to see them without makeup, so they wake up first and put on their makeup, and then they'll talk to their husband in the morning, and, like, he has to go to bed first and go to sleep before they wash it off at night, and it's, like, over the line.
That's a good one.
Insane.
My wife tells me about Korean men who will complain to their wives if they wake up and their wife is not in makeup yet, because they don't want to see them outside makeup.
Wow. Because they haven't had enough plastic surgery to look good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big fucking waste of space.
Australia summed up. Yeah, that's how I feel when I climb a mountain. You meant to feel like, oh yeah, I did it, but it's like, Christ, that was a long walk, I want to go home. Oh God, it's the same time back down.
Yeah, not that I would ever do it, but if I ever climbed Everest, I'd be, once I go to the top, I'd be like, fucking hell, I hope I don't die on the way back down.
Yeah. Throwing your kids. Stiff Bickies. Stiff Biscuits.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Top Australiana. I'm playing. They're gonna replace it with a dildo at a crucial moment or something.
tribal family.
Why is he staying there? To be with Bob.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Good. Is it child abuse if your kid says, like, "Daddy, I'm a little boy, but I want to be a girl," to let him take hormones and let him dress as a girl all the time? As some parents do.
Can I be honest? I don't think that's ever happens without some sort of serious outside influence.
Yeah, you're right. I'm pretty sure you only realize that when you hit puberty, and then, like,
yeah,
your orientation, like, and your gender identity becomes
fucked
important.
Up has happened for that. Yeah,
a lot of the time it seems to be the parents are driving the kids to do it because they want to make a political statement, like my mum, but 10 times worse.
Yes, I think you might be right.
And the parents are literally, like, histrionic or something and need attention.
I think it's very funny that both these movies have a dance scenes in them.
Yeah, Top Australiana. I
just like to point out that Muriel's dress was much better.
Yeah.
And hilarious, because she's all fat and shit.
Yeah. They look better than Muriel.
In all fairness, though, ABBA is like a gay icon, so...
Really? That's weird when people love, like, Kylie Minogue when she's straight, and I guess everyone in ABBA is straight, and they don't sing about gay people, which is weird.
Oh, well, they like gay people as well. They like Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, since the are they gay?
Yep. Okay. One of them's bi, and one of them's definitely gay.
Why do gay people like ABBA?
No idea.
Because they're upbeat and happy or something?
Why do they... Maybe.
And gay people are all miserable, so they need their culture to be a bit happy.
Probably just songs that got played in clubs. I don't know, do you have a problem with ABBA, mate?
What? Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm straight.
I said, do you have a problem with ABBA?
Yeah, it triggers me with my mum because she likes it.
Well, that's a shame, since it ruins it for you.
Mm-hmm. But then again, like, I don't care about your music. You slowed that down. You could have seen him dodging it like in the Matrix as the things explode behind him. I thought that was too good a movie because we just sat there watching it and we didn't talk much about it. It was literally, it was too good. It was very good, and I enjoyed watching it. And like, I want to see these characters again. I want to see this guy trying to raise his son, and I want to see the guy left with Bob and see how the relationship goes. Like, I wish this was a TV show so I could keep watching these characters.
I think it's interesting that you became very enthralled with the movie when the sun turned up.
Yeah, I did. Damn, it's just something interesting to come across, like a gay person is still trying to be a father. Like how I immediately picked up when like a female to male transsexual was in Orphan Black, because I've not seen that before. It's usually the same sort of a gay couple trying to adopt a kid that I've seen quite a lot. Seen that.
Yeah, it was a good movie. That comedy character was so just out of touch and dated, and like it didn't work on the comedy level.
The one that was put in just for eye candy.
That Asian.
Yeah, that was
You what?
Yeah, for a movie that takes a ridiculous thing like drag queens and takes it seriously, putting in a racist stereotype is like, what? I'm guessing they were like, I don't know, the script writers had it all down pat, and then some Barry Potthead style retard comes in and says, you know what you need in this, some put those fucking chinks in their place. And like that was the producer or something and forced it in.
And you know what and my biggest problem with it is
Did it offend you more than usual because you're Asian waifu?
No, because she's my waifu is East Asian and that woman was South Asian.
I can't tell the difference. Not to be racist, but I legit can't tell the difference.
Okay, one has brown skin, mate, and the other one has white skin.
Okay, fair enough. White power.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking songs.
Yeah, it is. Please note the ABBA song was the best song in the movie.
Closing comments. I want to come on Hugo Weaving's face, and then I want him to say, "Mr. Anderson, you're out."
That is how it was filmed in Dragorama.
What does that mean? Everyone was in drag when they filmed it.
Yes, it's a joke.
Good. That's funny. Good. Oh,
fucking hell.
Well, it's a secret scene. I didn't know they did secret scenes in 1994.
Fucking hell, mate.
More racism! Wouldn't it be funny if a British monk played a sex doll? More racism towards Asians. Bravo, good ending. Fucking hell.
That's not racism, but yes. Alright, pissing
stuff. Well, religious for me. Me too.